Yes, good evening and welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker Campbell. It is time now to preview the Big Ten Championship on Saturday with the Ohio State Buckeyes as they face the Wisconsin Badgers. We have invited back from the Columbus Dispatch, Bill Rabinowitz, to provide some perspective on the big matchup. Of course, Bill is joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. How are you, Bill?
I'm good, Elissa. How are you?
Hey, it's always nice to hear your voice and to have you back with us on this Friday night. So let's get right to it. Okay, the Buckeyes and the Badgers, it is without a doubt, I will be watching. It's going to be an intriguing matchup. Ohio State, an 11-1 record, despite all the adversity. I mean, what a season and how it has unfolded. You just have to continue to tip your hat to Urban Meyer and his staff. I mean, they've just done an outstanding job. But how do you think Ohio State, how are they going to be able to overcome the loss of JT Barrett?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. JT Barrett, of course, replaced Braxton Miller, and the Buckeyes, after an early stumble against Virginia Tech, were fine. The problem for Ohio State is they can't afford a stumble with Cardale Jones at quarterback because this is for all the marbles. Even if Ohio State wins this game, it's not necessarily going to get them into the college football playoff. I think that Cardale Jones has to play well to show the committee that Ohio State is worthy of being one of the top four teams. So they're kind of, it's a two-pronged battle. They have to win, which would not be easy anyway, because Wisconsin's very good, and Cardale Jones has to kind of play the part.
Well, you have followed this program so closely. In terms of the Buckeyes, I mean, how do you see this playing out for them? Because all eyes are going to be watching.
Yeah, I don't think they're kind of going to go into a shell offensively. Cardale Jones actually has a better arm than JT Barrett. He's a big guy, 6'5", 250. He could run. The only issue that he has, well, one is obviously experience and just timing with receivers and all that kind of stuff. And he's not the most accurate guy. At least he hasn't been in the times that we've seen him. So he has to play with his fundamentals, his footwork, all that kind of stuff. And the other big key for Ohio State is they're not going to stop Melvin Gordon, but they can't let him run wild. If he's going to get probably 150 yards, that's kind of the baseline. But if he goes over 200 yards, then that's going to be a problem for Ohio State.
Hey, Bill Rabinowitz is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, one of our favorite Midwest guys. Of course, he's with the Columbus Dispatch and released an amazing read and a book I really want to encourage all of our listeners, especially with the holidays here, to go out and get a copy of it. It is titled Buckeye Rebirth. It was released a year ago. But tell us some more about the third string quarterback in Cardale Jones. I mean, as you were talking about him, he's got incredible, he's got a cannon for an arm. I just, as one can only imagine, all the emotions that he's trying to probably process and go through. I mean, this is such a huge game in front of him. I mean, he's not only taken over for JT Barrett, but he's getting his first career start in the biggest game of the season. I mean, you talk about overwhelming.
Yeah, it could be, but I don't think he's kind of your standard third-string quarterback. He actually was the first-string quarterback throughout the spring and through most of the summer, and they changed the JT Barrett before Braxton Miller got hurt. The primary backup, not because he was doing anything wrong from what they've said, but just that the offense has moved a little bit better under JT. And so they decided, okay, JT will be the backup. And then not long after that, Braxton Miller hurt his shoulder again, and then it was the JT show, and he just took it and ran with it. So it's not as if they don't have confidence in Cardale Jones. It's just that he was the unfortunate one who was slightly behind the other guy when it mattered. And so this is obviously a huge responsibility, a huge opportunity. It's everything. But this is why you come to Ohio State if you're a quarterback. You come for games like this. And from all accounts, he's studied very hard. He's taking this very seriously. He's determined to play well. And he has all the physical tools. There's no question about that. Physically, he's a more gifted guy than JT Barrett. But again, it's just so difficult to step in without any of that starting experience and say, in a game of this magnitude, and just be flawless. And it's going to be an interesting game. I think Ohio State is I think people lose sight sometimes when a player's lost. Well, everything's over. Well, Ohio State still has really good players, and they've got enough of a supporting cast around Cardale Jones that they can make his life a lot easier.
What's been your impressions of Cardale? Have you spent any time around him? I mean, because you just have to wonder how he will react to this type of environment.
A little bit of time. I can't say I know him very well. He's always got a smile on his face. Very, very happy-go-lucky guy. I did a profile that ran in Thursday's paper at dispatch.com if people want to check it out.
Okay, sure.
I talked to his high school coach, Ted Ginn Sr., the father of Ted Ginn Jr., a legendary coach in the Cleveland area. And he was very encouraging about Cardale's chances. He said, people are going to be shocked. This guy's going to be ready to play. He has known him all his life, basically. So the people that know him best, and that was kind of the gist of the story, the people that know him best are very confident that he will be up to the challenge.
Okay, I know many times we've talked about just how closely you have covered Urban Meyer's program. He obviously got JT Barrett up to par, but how do you think that he's going to prepare Cardale as he gets ready for this first game? What's his message to him?
I think his message to him is going to be embrace the moment. You are here, you're brought here for this reason. We think you're ready. It wasn't as if we didn't have confidence in you when we picked JT. It's just that he was slightly ahead of you at the time, and this is your moment. Go seize it. I think that's what Urban Meyer is going to say to him. I also think in terms of the game plan, I think that they'll do what they can early in the game to make him comfortable, give him some easy passes, get his confidence going. But I don't think they're going to tear down the playbook at all. If anything, in some ways, they could expand it because he's got a phenomenal arm. I mean, he can make all the throws. Whether they want him to make all the throws in this game will depend on the circumstances. But it's not as if they fall behind 10 points, the game's over because Cardale Jones can't throw the ball. It's just going to be managing the game. I think it's going to be really important for Ohio State to manage the game well.
Bill Rabinowitz is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And so what I understand in terms of with Cardale Jones, I mean, in terms of his background, I mean, he's actually been a part of this program longer than JT Barrett. Is that true?
Yeah, he's a redshirt sophomore. So, yeah, he's been in the program this third year. He's played a little bit, but really not in any kind of significant way. Last year, he was the third-string guy behind, obviously, Braxton Miller and Kenny Guyton. He got into some hot water as a freshman. He was immature then, and he put out this tweet that basically said,
class.
You know, the infamous tweet where he said, you know, why am I in school? I'm here to play football. And the interesting thing is that he's a scholar athlete in terms of you need to be a 3.0 student to be a scholar athlete at Ohio State. And so he is a good student. It's not as if he's a dumb guy. I think it was just a 19-year-old or 18-year-old, however old he was at the time, being a knucklehead. You know, I'm glad I didn't have Twitter. Twitter wasn't around when I was that age because I would probably say stuff too. So yeah, from everything that I've heard, that's not really reflective, certainly of who he is now. He has matured since then in all ways. But even then, it wasn't necessarily reflective of who he was.
Okay, so we've already highlighted the quarterback situation. Talk to me, Bill. Talk to me about the defensive challenges and how in the world do you stop running back Melvin Gordon?
Yeah, that's a huge challenge because Ohio State's run defense has not been as airtight as it usually is. Last year, their defensive problems were really against the pass. They were pretty good against the run. This year, they've been pretty shaky at times, especially against good running backs and good teams. And obviously, Wisconsin is both. Melvin Gordon's obviously a great running back. They have a big, very talented offensive line. They have to be very gaps sound. They have to gang tackle. They have to take the right angles. Ohio State's really not been gashed too much on kind of consistent 10, 15-yard runs. It's been the occasional huge run. Tevin Coleman had a 90-yard run for Indiana and then a 52-yard run. Other teams have had kind of big runs. So they have to really just make sure that each player maintains his responsibility and doesn't try to do too much and stays in his lane.
We have got you set and ready for the Big Ten Championship with the Buckeyes and the Badgers on Saturday. Of course, Bill Rabinowitz has been with us from the Columbus Dispatch. Always does a fabulous job. We want to encourage you to go online and check out his work. And we look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thank you so much, Bill.
My pleasure. It's always nice to be on with you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio.